Here we go, Wind Against Tide, as we are broadcasting live from the Melbourne Boat Show once again on a glorious Friday, and we're joined by tackle megastar Yaya Toure. How you going, Yaya? Great awesome. To have you down here.
Awesome, bro. How you going, you sick Dave legend?
I love it, mate. Nice to meet you.
Likewise, brother. Likewise.
So what brings Thanks you down to sunny Melbourne and to the boat show?
What brings me down to sunny? Well, it's sunny today. Yesterday I was hailing. But, mate, the BIA, the Melbourne Boat Show, here to all our followers wanted us down here. We were asked kindly by the boat show themselves to come down here to promote our products, the Fishing R Us. And we've got a mega store down here. It's awesome product, awesome pricing. And what else? Oh, shit, I'm talking to my wife.
That's all right.
I've always got her in the background.
And guys, it is.
And I've got Dave here, my good old mate Dave.
Yes, so
He asked me to come down.
You
should have asked Dave that question. Don't ask me that question.
I should introduce Dave. He hasn't actually been introduced. So Dave Jurisic, the man behind Bass Strait Lures, he's helping us out here at the stall this weekend. He's got his lures on display, so come grab them. So how are you going, Dave? Good to have you on the potty.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Doing well. It's been a wonderful weekend so far, and good to see the turnout today with this better weather.
For
lovely
sure.
to have Yaya here.
And he does have awesome product as well. I've got to check out his lures.
Yes, amazing. His lures are amazing.
Amazing lures. I've got some awesome feedback from my customers myself. We've got them in our store and at our store ourselves, and in store at Fishing R Us, 133 Parramatta Road, Auburn, which is in Sydney. We get some awesome feedback from his lures. Amazing.
How is that?
Amazing.
Dave?
I get big crowds down here. I can tell you that now, that man. Yeah. So, we're here at the boat show. It's been an awesome turnout. We've got over 200-300 square metres full of fishing gear, all your product, all your brand names, all your pen, your Rapala, your WTF range. And it doesn't stand for what the fuck. It's where's the fish. And you get that exclusive at Fishing R Us.
Hey, Yaya, I'm sorry to tell you, you're the world's biggest fan of yours. My usual co-host, Joey Fernand, he is spewing. He can't be here today. He's over there in Thailand.
Good old Thailand, eh?
He asked me to send a message to you that he loves your work and that you're a sick cunt.
Yeah, tell him I love him back, and he's a sick cunt himself. And I remember him. He came down to the show. I was down here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
At the show myself. We've got our own shows. And he came down and said hello. And tell him to keep away from the lady boys.
I'll pass on the message, mate. So Legend. How are you liking being down in Melbourne so far? You come down here a bit, do you?
Mate, I come here every year. Come here every year because we do our own shows all over Australia. We do our own road shows. If you get onto Fishing R Us on the Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, you see what we do. We've got well over 200,000 or 300,000 followers. We do our shows and promote our gear out there, promote all the product. And get people more into the fishing industry. You know, all those fishers that didn't know what fishing was all about. We're not just about fishing.
Yeah.
We're out there to put about, smiles on people's faces there, whatnot. A lot of people going through depression, whatnot.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that. And, mate, again, we make it exciting. We make it exciting.
And affordable.
And affordable.
That's our
motto. We do make fishing affordable for everyone. Again, you get onto our website, which is fishingrs.com.au. You can see what we're all about. And, quality gear, quality product, quality pricing. And that's what we're all about.
I love it, mate.
And that's what we're all about.
You probably shot to notoriety a little bit with some of your ads on social media.
Well, yeah. We've been on with Kyle and Jackie O. We've been on... What's the other one? The Daily Mail, the Lad Bible, and all that. We've been out... We've got a thing out there. Again, the sick cunt that everybody wants to know. And, it's just who we are and what we do. And we are who we are,
yep.
You know, and we won't change for the world. We like to help. We do help the needy a lot. A lot of people go through some dark times in life.
Yep.
That's where we come in as well.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yeah. And when it's not just about fishing, seriously, it's again, we're there to help the people that are going through hardship in life. Because I was there myself. I've been there. And I do talk about it sometimes on my social media.
Yep.
And so a lot of people inbox us and to come to the store. They want to have a chat, have a yarn, you know, just have some advice, whatnot. Yep. And yeah, so again, we do a lot for the we do a lot of charities and whatnot. Again, so yeah, we do a lot. We do our best.
That's awesome.
And so, may I ask, what got you into the fishing scene?
Oh, you stole my question, Dave.
Oh, there we go.
I like it though.
I really want to know what got me into the fishing. Well,
I'll get into the retail side.
I'll give you a quick rundown. I didn't want to learn. I come from a very poor family, a very, very poor family. And I didn't want to learn, but I loved my fishing. I used to jig school every day, go down to the piers and have a little hand line, me and the boys go for a bit of a fish. I got kicked out of year eight. No other school would accept me. Yeah. I'm not kidding you. I had a stolen little Honda Civic.
Stolen?
It was stolen.
Who would steal a Honda Civic?
Mate, I'm telling you, it was those little Mr. Bean cars. Oh. All right, I used to go around to the garage sales and buy all these little fishing gear. You know, secondhand fishing, go to the markets, have a little pop-up stand and make $10, $20, $30. Go to Kmart, when they had some specials on, you know, they got those $2 clearance sales. It's all fishing gear, all fishing related.
Yep.
And then we moved on to a registered van. Yep. That's when I got my license.
Went legit.
Yeah, legit. I could get my license then. Then I got to a few bit of companies. I started off with $500, which is what I had saved back then. I was 16 years old. Again, we're bigger in the markets, got bigger stands and whatnot, and we just got the name went out. Then I've got my shop in 1995 is when I started, that 133 Parramatta Road, Auburn.
Yep.
A little corner shop.
Yep.
And sky's the limit since then. And we got voted Australia's biggest and busiest independent retail store.
Yeah.
In Australia, which was good. And it was a big thanks. I could say also a big thank you to Rapala. It's from Rapala and Pure Fishing, which has backed us up all the way since day one.
Awesome.
That's good.
Is that close enough?
Yaya's getting pro tips from his wife.
She's my backbone.
You have to listen to your wife, don't you?
Oh, she's my backbone. Yeah. She's good. I mean, I'll be honest with you, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I am right now.
So that's you two are a beautiful couple. I can see
love. She's all right. She's all right.
So here we go. What have you fished for in Melbourne? Have you done much fishing in Melbourne?
Snapper. I've got some good guys. Got a lot of fishing charters.
Yeah, love fishing.
Good boys and a good mate of mine called Taha, Curdy.
Yep.
We're going fishing on this Monday coming. Actually, we're chasing the big reds. I'll show you a few photos soon. Actually.
Yep.
Caught about 5-6 kilo reds.
Wonderful.
We're gonna be given. I've got this new product. It's called the WTF range, but we've got the new WTF Gamoku.
Yep.
Rods, everybody knows Gamoku rods.
Yeah, yep.
They're exclusive to Fishing R Us and the new Scream R Reel. So hopefully this Monday we're going to be giving them a bash, some new footage. So if you jump onto Fishing R Us on our Facebook or Insta and TikTok, you'll be seeing a lot of footage, exciting footage, a lot of swearing as well, as usual. But what the fuck?
So you live in Sydney. So how many different areas in Australia have you fished and where do you think is the best? What's your favourite?
I do live in Sydney. Yeah. Awesome. The best fishing would have to be Darwin.
Darwin.
Now, Darwin, if Themeli is listening, get this. I want this recorded.
Yeah.
If Charlie and Themeli, Malus, they're an awesome family. They take us fishing. I got to know them through my store about 8 years ago. I said, years later, we wanted to go fishing. We said, where do you go? We thought New Zealand. Nah, that's when COVID hit and whatnot.
Yep.
So we said something quick one. So I went to Darwin. I hit some customers up.
Yep.
And the hospitality was amazing. The fish, I've never seen so much tropical fish in my life.
Yeah.
The trout, the coral trout, it was just amazing. So hands down, the sailfish. I mean everything you possibly
variety.
Think of.
Yeah.
A variety
yeah.
of fish. And we did give our product a good bashing.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't test the gear any better than that, eh?
Yeah.
Anything from your brim flathead to your mahi-mahi, everything. And it was amazing. So I would say Darwin, yes. And again, Themeli and Charlie, absolute sick cunts.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I'm Melbourne, of course.
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to. Yeah. Melbourne.
Melbourne, of the big Reds. I come here twice, two, three times a year just to chase the Reds.
Yeah.
And I've got some good footage and some good memories out here. Again, gotta love Fishing Charters, them. Amazing people. And the Reds here are amazing.
We don't have the variety that you have at Darwin
Sydney. Yeah, we've got the Kingies down there and the Jewies. It's amazing.
Yeah, some of our fish, they do grow big. We just don't have the variety.
They do.
I guess,
and
yeah.
They are trophy fish that we have.
Yeah, but your snappers, the Reds, and your barrels here. Amazing.
Yeah. I know.
Amazing.
Are you going to give that a crack?
That's one thing I haven't done. I do want to give it a crack. So hopefully when they're on again.
I reckon you could bench press one of them.
You reckon?
Yeah, looking at your guns there.
What
do you bench, Yaya?
Keep it PG.
Can I keep it PG?
Please keep it PG.
We got some I'd rather not say.
He'd bench a barrel, I reckon.
I'll bench a barrel.
They're still going, mate.
Mate, I love it. I love it.
How long are you down in Melbourne for?
I was in Melbourne again. 2 weeks ago for my roadshow, because we do our own roadshows. Yep. We do our shows all over Australia itself. Just came back from Brisbane. When did we get here?
We did 10 days.
We've been here since Monday. And we're going to stay here till Tuesday, because we're fishing Monday, Tuesday as well.
Yep.
So, we're here for the week, here for 4 days of fun here at the boat show, which has been good. I used to do the boat shows years ago.
Yeah.
I've been with the boat shows for about, 15 years ago. I've been doing it for 10 years straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, since the age of 20, I think. The
tackle sort of disappeared from it a little bit, so it's great that you've got that because it's either, like a few years ago, it was kind of like if you weren't buying a boat,
fishing gear, and there was so much competition back then and whatnot.
Yeah.
And back then you had the old players, Moroni and Marine and all those other guys.
Yeah,
they were old players, but they're all gone, and the game has just changed. So we're still here. I think I'm probably one of the oldest guys in the industry, still going.
And where do you see these taking you in the future, or are you going to?
Mate, I'll be honest with you. I love what I do. I don't do it for the money. I did have four stores. We cut it down to one in Sydney because I just wanted to spend more time with the family.
Where were your four stores?
Family. No, just with just family, because it tends to drag you away from your family.
Where were your four stores, though?
Auburn, which is my main store.
Oh, they were all in Sydney.
The entrance, Hume Highway, and Pennant Hills.
Righto.
Pennant Hills. We sold them all up.
Yep.
They're all different names now. But Auburn, it's like a landmark of Sydney.
Yeah.
You can't miss it. Big orange building there on Parramatta Road. 25 years strong, mate. We're still going. And hopefully, my son is running the show now. Little Moe, if he's listening, he's running the show. He left school 3 years ago, so he's 80% pretty much looking after the whole business himself, which is I'm proud dad of his. He's made me proud. And I've got my other little boys. Hopefully, they're only teen, so a few more years, probably the family taking over, and me and my beautiful wife can start going more fishing. You're not supposed to be talking.
You want to go on holidays. He wants to go fishing. Yeah.
And where's your sidekick this weekend?
China.
Little China.
China's back. Oh, God, I wish I could drop kick him from here to China. China's down at Parramatta Road, Auburn. He's doing the after hours there. So for the guys down at, if you're down at Sydney, go say hello. He's a little weasel, about 5'0". He's our little mascot. Little China, that's his nickname. His real name is Robin, because his parents used to love Batman and Robin. So they called him Robin, believe it or not.
There you go. Lucky they didn't call him Batman.
Well, that's his brother's name.
Yeah,
Makaria. Makaria. Yeah.
So you said the industry's changed a bit. The game has changed.
It has.
How do you think it has changed in, like, say, the last decade?
How, product-wise, or...?
Oh, I guess the way that tackle stores should be operating.
Tackle stores should be operating. I love seeing other people succeed.
Yeah.
I'm not a generalist bloke that, when I see someone succeeding and legitimately succeeding, I get happy for them.
Yeah.
But we get a lot of people in this industry. We've got a lot of haters, but it is what it is. It's business.
There's always going to be haters.
100%.
Yeah.
But they're the ones that keep me going. They're the ones that give me that drive. It's because we do what we do. We actually chase it. We go out there and we give, you know, we give what the consumer wants. We don't just sit there behind it, you know, behind your table and just twiddle our thumbs and just waiting for the customer to come in and whatnot. We go out there. I chase bargains. Now, when I can get a bargain, I can give the consumer a bargain.
Yep.
And that's how we make fishing affordable. Yep. You know what I mean? It's not like you're just an everyday store, like, and you just walk in and it's the same shit every day. You can't give that. You want to give something different, more bargains, more variety, and that's what the consumer wants. You give them something different, and they love it.
Yep.
And they love it. And why not? If you can save them a buck, I mean, myself. If I could save a dollar myself, I'm there.
Yeah,
I'm there.
Yeah.
So has it changed? It's changed. Yes. A lot of people just changed it, just doing a bait style where. Guys, if you're out there and you want to make money, start selling rods and reels, not bait.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
And lures.
And social media. Been a big impact on
100%,
your business.
100%. Social media. But we're on it. Literally, you know, I'm on social media every day. Wife was looking at me differently. I'm on social media literally every day, 7 days a week. You know, throwing it in their face. Again, here we are. This is what we do. And again, different specials every week. We do have an online, which is succeed. My wife started the online business. She's a my wife was an interior decorator, and that's how I met my beautiful wife.
Yep.
And she said, why not give it a go? So we opened up an online store. That's why we cut down the stores. You know, doing a bit of shows. Just started that slowing down. She said, let's open up an online store. So we did.
Yep.
We've just turned my daughter, and now we're a staff of 12.
Yeah.
So in saying that, we're trying to slow down. The online store's probably taken over the store now, literally. So that's fishing our ass.
That's the way technology's gone these days.
Social media and online. Everyone wants to buy online and whatnot. Yeah, it's true.
But at the same time, you are online, but also you've got a physical presence because you're doing these road shows, driving. Yep. You do all around Australia, don't you?
Literally. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Melbourne, Brisbane. We've been to WA. We've been all the way to WA, believe it or not.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of camels on the way. thought I was in Arabia again. Adelaide, you name it. We've been there. We've been everywhere.
Yeah.
And we get our name out there. We introduce ourselves, show them who we are, what we're about, and what you see is what you get.
I was going to say, you are the genuine article.
The sick cut himself. Yeah. And that's it. Bloody oath.
Yeah. Love it, mate.
It's awesome. How did you hear about us? That's what I want to know.
Oh, mate, you're all over social media.
Oh, yes,
and
you
can't. I told you.
You're everywhere.
I told
every
you,
time
like,
we
my normal
Facebook.
Co-host, Joey, he never stops talking about fishing RRC. He loves it.
I love it. You know what I love is when I get these women coming, with their husbands coming in, and they say, "You're that's all we're here all night." I said, okay. Fair enough.
It's good to know, isn't it?
Spoil on my face, do that.
But it's good to have a presence in the industry and to be known for something different and just to be an individual.
Mate,
you know, like that's the biggest part of it.
Again, and it's who I am. I'm not here to take anyone's bread away. Again, if I can help someone in business, I will. Any advice or anything like that, I'm all there for it for anyone.
Yeah. I love it.
And in this industry. But again, it's a bitchy industry, unfortunately. And I'll say it bluntly, it's a bitchy industry. And I'm just doing what I'm doing. And unfortunately, people don't like it because they think I'm there to harm, which I'm not. I'm just here to get more people into the game. Because you don't understand the amount of people that come up to you and say, we don't even fish. But because of you, we're getting into it.
Yeah.
And we get that a lot.
That's awesome.
And we
get
that a lot. And when I go to do these shows out in it, you know, when Dubbo or Brisbane or Melbourne or, you know, all these places or Adelaide, I'm actually bringing these other tackle stores more customers because I'm there for 3 days.
Yep.
Right? And they're coming to buy it. These all these 70% of these customers don't even know how to fish.
Yeah.
They're just there to say hello and support us, right?
Yep.
Now, once they buy that rod and reel,
they get a start. Yeah.
They're going to start, right? Where else are they going to get the rest of the gear?
Someone else.
100%.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what I've got. I've got to get this point to out there to all the other tackle stores out there. We're there to help you guys. We're not here to take your business away. We're actually helping you guys, which is what we're doing.
We should work together.
That's what 100%. We're doing. Yeah.
Sharing the love.
We are.
What's the rest of the weekend got in store for you, Yaya?
Mate, come down. All I can say is I got some plenty of great bargains.
Yeah.
Shit, what can I say? How about this? I got a muscle tip rod, an Abu Garcia muscle tip rod. and we call it the muscle tip because my guns can't even pull them down themselves. Normally, normally 100 bucks down to 20 bucks.
Yeah, nice.
You'll think they're bloody stolen. They aren't. They're not from the back of the truck. It's all legitimate.
They went with the Honda Civic.
Plenty of great bargains.
Not much you can get for $20. I'll tell you what,
20 bucks. And it's a quality, right, eh?
Yeah.
We've got the Veritas, the latest Veritas. They normally retail for $279. We've got them down to, what are we, 100 bucks now?
Amazing.
And I'll give you a reel for free. How's that?
How good is that?
I'll give you a $200 reel on top of that for free.
Yeah.
So the bargain's galore. That's what we're known for. That's what we're known for.
Tell Yaya you're a win against Tider, and he'll hook you up with the goods.
We'll hook you up with the goods.
Love it, mate.
100%. Well,
thanks so much for dropping into our little podcast.
Thank you for having
Pleasure
me.
To meet
and
you.
Dave, you're an absolute champion. We need some more of your lures.
Definitely.
Get your ass down there. We need to stock up, brother.
Mate, they've all been eaten.
They'd be good.
Yeah,
be
I
good.
Use them.
They're good.
The fish eat them.
Yeah.
And tuna I seem candy. To be losing the fish, but that's all right.
Yeah.
It's good for Dave. I have to buy more off him.
I think Dave just needs a better hook supply.
Yeah.
I know someone.
Do you know a man?
I know someone. Easy cunts.
All right. Legend. All right, boys. All right, we're going to wrap it up here, guys. Thanks so much for coming on, and we'll catch you all next time.
Thanks, boys.